Thanks for listening to The Kick-Ass Life with David Wood. Stay connected on Facebook, / The Kick-Ass Life, on Twitter, at The Kick-Ass Life, and of course, at thekickasslife.com.
Hey, this is John Assraf, and you're listening to David Wood on The Kick-Ass Life Show.
Kick ass.
Want to make your life better?
This is the Kick-Ass Life Podcast with David Wood.
Well, hello. Welcome to the show. Wow. You know, I marvel how quickly these shows come around, especially over the holidays. But, you know, it's so great to be here chatting again. And, you know, I was really thinking as I was laying in bed this morning, I set my alarm for 6-ish. And I say ish, I was like, you know, 15 minutes past 6. And I pushed the snooze button. And let it go, you know how many times the snooze button comes on. And we've gone for a really, really big hike yesterday. I was feeling warm and cozy in bed. But I started to think about it. I made an agreement with myself to get up, and I didn't keep it. You know, I ended up getting up an hour later, and I'm flying today. So it's an interesting thought that went through my head about the agreements that I make with myself and don't always keep. And then also looking back on what I've taught as far as these agreements are concerned, and then looking at everyone probably that's listening to the show today has probably made some agreements with themselves for New Year's. Their New Year's resolutions we talked about yesterday, or day before yesterday, I'm sorry. And, it makes me really wonder about the power of keeping agreements. And really, I want to talk a little bit about that and give you some tips about keeping agreements. And I understand that maybe my example of, you know, hitting the snooze button may not be, for some of you, so that doesn't sound like an agreement. But truthfully, when I set the alarm, I made an agreement with myself. I'm going to get up early. We're going to go for a hike. I've got to record the show today, and I'm flying. You know, I'm leaving here quite early, you know, before noon. I'm going to be heading to the airport. So, you know, I go through this set of agreements with myself the night before, and then I break it, you know. And even though that's a tiny example, when I amplify or magnify that same process of keeping agreements, I realize that this is a really important show, especially for you. The agreements we keep with ourselves are very, very important. The agreements we keep with others are incredibly hard. There's a great quote, actually. It says, "Promises are like babies, easy to make, but very, very hard to deliver."
I'm so wasted on myself.
Say relationships are built on trust, they're built on respect, and for a lot of you, I know there's a lot of you who have teams. You know, we have a lot of people who are in network marketing, who listen to our show. I'm a big lover of the industry, big advocate of the industry. It's one of the greatest vehicles in the world for transforming lives that I've ever seen. And I know a lot of people, you know, dabble their toe in and they try sometimes and it doesn't work. Well, that's not the magic. There's a magic formula that's a little bit different from that. But I'll go into that on another show. But again, anyone who's actually interested in understanding or learning more about the industry, and especially if you're looking for a wealth vehicle, you have to get in touch with me on Facebook, and I'll help you understand it. Because again, you know, this is really what changed my life. It was a real crossroads in my life where everything about my life changed once I started to really understand and embrace the power of that. But so I want to talk to you a little bit. I mean, and even if you're not in the industry, you have team members, and there are few relationships as important as the ones among members of your team. And one critical way to build and maintain strong team relationships is to ensure that you're keeping your agreements. And, you know, we all know that, you know, agreements come in all shapes and sizes. Like I just gave one, which is really, really, really small. But, you know, some are big. So when we look with our team, you know, promising to be on a call or, you know, promising to follow up on a certain time. Follow-up's a really big one. I see a lot of people in sales as well. I used to teach cold call selling. And, you know, it's really, really important when you make an agreement with someone that you're going to follow through and follow up. And a lot of people feel very uncomfortable with that whole process, uncomfortable with following up. They feel like they are imposing, or they are, you know, they are hounding or overselling. Yeah, really, what's the other thing? If you've made an agreement with me to call me at 3 o'clock on a Tuesday and you don't, then really what happens? Now, again, I understand, as I'm even saying this, I look at my own life and I look at the agreements I've broken, primarily with myself and then with others. But then I also understand that I have a very, very deep sense of follow-through and wanting to keep those agreements. And it's really, this is a conversation we could have hundreds of times. And as you look in the mirror and start to ask yourself the question again, starting with ourselves, starting with the small stuff, and you know, here's a great thing. If you have a piece of paper and a pen, what's a great thing? A great thing to do is to draw these massive big rocks. You know, imagine drawing five big rocks, and I'm talking about the size of, let's say, maybe an inch and a half, 2 inches across. So draw five big circles, and in those big circles, I want you to write down some of your big goals and dreams, things that you want. And things that you're committed to, and then write in those circles what they are, and then once you've done that, I want you to draw some of the smaller things that you like. So draw the circles about a half the size of some of the agreements that you've broken with yourself or with others above that. So here's the big goals and rocks you want. And then above that, draw a tinier circle. So you'll have three sizes of circles. The smallest ones are really, really tiny, all right? And that may be like stopping eating cookies, or that may be like, you know, going for a walk every day, or, you know, and here's the truth. The truth is, if we lose trust in ourselves because we can't keep our small agreements, like I'm going to stop eating cookies today because I want to lose weight, or I'm going to, some of these smaller agreements we make on a constant basis, oh, I'm going to work out today. So those little tiny agreements that we make with ourselves. And then we look at the big goals and dreams in our life. If we start to distrust our own word with ourselves, it's incredibly hard to get those big things when we don't trust ourselves to be able to follow through on the small things. So
I don't care what you do at night, oh, I don't care how you get your delights, I'll leave you alone, I'll just let it be, I don't love you and you don't love me, I got a problem.
That's the wonderful Eric Clapton. So, you know, when your customers begin to lose trust in you, it's very reflective in your bottom line, right? You lose authority with them. They realize they can't count on you, and the relationship deteriorates. So, you know, I really understand. And this is another big one. You know, I love negotiating, and I know that people are less reluctant reluctant to compromise on project fees. And cost and price when there isn't that kind of trust. When people understand and trust that you are going to follow through, there's sometimes a lot more latitude that way, right? So there's another great saying. It says, we promise according to our hopes and we perform according to our fears. And I want to go through and give you some tips. And they're not just my tips. They're tips, obviously, that some great leaders around the world have learned in this subject. of keeping agreements or promises. And I love there's that organization called the Promise Keepers, which I really love the idea of the word promise as opposed to agreement. Because for me, sometimes that word promise, when I promise to do something, it gives it a different energy. I made an agreement to do something. For some people, so maybe you need to change the word. You know, when you're setting something out, you could really sit down and say, hey, guess what? I'm going to promise myself to do this. I promise that I will. And if I don't, I know this came from Jack Canfield has a wonderful, I've heard him talking about this on stage and we've talked about it personally, is if you make an agreement with yourself, even a small one, is to write yourself a check for, let's say, $1,000 or $1,500 or $2,000 or whatever, and maybe even $100 or $200 to an organization that you don't like if you don't follow through. So to actually play a game with yourself, to get that conditioning where you really, really, really have to start following through. And if not, then it's going to cost you financially. Because in the beginning, if there is not a reason to start to learn to keep your word and keep your agreements, and that's why I'm reluctant. Quite often people will say, would you be able to do this? And I'm very, very reluctant to say, I will. And Jen and I talked about this the other day. It's really funny. She said, oh, great. It's, the day before New Year, and I'm going to sign up for this thing. And, it's kind of like a health thing. And it's a big, everyone's involved. And it's being run by this wonderful friend of ours. And she goes into it. And she looks at me. And I didn't get excited about it. And I said, I don't know if I can agree to that. A, I don't know exactly what it is. And B, I don't know if I have the time right now. And I don't want to just say, yeah, I can see how exciting it is for you to say this in this moment. But the actual, follow through of that commitment is going to be very, very difficult. So I felt like an old bar humbug, party pooper, because here I am. I'm just not like willing to commit to her on this one small thing. It wasn't a big thing either. But it could have been, because I mean, I've heard it before. I've seen it before so often. I've done it before where glibly we say yes in the moment. But however, just so, so tough sometimes. So tough. Remember what I just said there. We promise according to our hopes and perform according to our fears. And remember again is that, every agreement we make with somebody else, we first have to make with ourselves. And when we make a commitment to do something and then don't follow through, we simply learn to distrust ourselves. We lose faith in our ability to produce a result, which impacts self-esteem, self-confidence, self-respect, and you undermine the sense of personal power and integrity. And I even, like I said to you, that breaking my snooze button to get up and go for this big hike before I did the show, that can have a negative impact on me because, I'm teaching myself in my unconscious mind self-doubt, confusion, and that I really can't trust myself, I'm laying it on the line pretty hard here. Because, this came up for me today, but I know that for a lot of people, I listen to it all the time where I hear these promises being made and thrown around, but truthfully, with no intention, even in that moment, zero intention to actually follow through. So so I really want you to be start thinking about that as we get to sort of some of the tips for us to be able to keep our agreements. All right, I want to listen to a lady that I've always had a little bit of a love affair with. She is awesome.
Are you ready for the feeling? Can you learn to grow? Out in a world of tears, we were hanging on. We come together, we find the sun. You won't love me, you'll love me.
So I want you, I know Jack Canfield, he has people answer these three questions. And so I want you to maybe write these three questions down if you can. If you're driving the car, you don't have to. But, you know, maybe replay the show and really think about, you know, and you can go back over the last few days even, and this is what I'm doing to myself right now, and but you can go back over the last weeks, you can go back over the last 90 days of the past year, and just sort of make a mental note of how many agreements have you actually broken with yourself or others. How many times have you said you're going to do something and you haven't followed through? So just think about that and then write down what they are. Write down, and again, even the smallest things like I'm talking about today where I'm committing to get up and do something and I'm not following, and there's no one else involved. This is just me. So the first question he says to ask is this: how many agreements have you broken to yourself or others? The second one is, how many of the agreements did you know or suspect in advance you would be breaking? This is really important. So listen up again. How many agreements have you broken to yourself or others? Just now, if you're driving in the car, if you're on a run, I know a lot of you exercise with me, so come on, dig deep, come on, keep going. So just think about it as you're running, and maybe pause this as you go through it. You don't have to keep me playing in your head. Just pause it. And as you run this next, or you're hiking, just switch off for a second and think about these three questions and let them roll through your head. If you've got a pen and paper, write them down. How many agreements have you broken to yourself or others? How many of the agreements did you know or suspect you would be breaking? Now ask yourself the last question. Why do you think you broke the agreements knowing that you wouldn't be able to keep your word? All right? So now ask yourself why you broke the agreements or made them knowing you wouldn't be able to keep your word. All right. So as you, if you're driving right now and you just want to think about this, I'm going to give you a moment. I'll play a little song here, and then we'll I'll give you a time to think this over. I think I could have played a little better song for you to actually be thinking to. I think I could have probably thought of something a little bit more soft. What do you think? I don't know. Anyway, you've got the idea, and that we're doing this, and we're doing it on a constant basis. So I want you to. I want you to think for a second then about, you know, let that sort of go through your head a little bit more and really start thinking about what do you want to do in 2013? And one of the tips that I'm going to give you that I think really could help, and Napoleon Bonaparte, he was famous for a quote, and the quote was this. He says, "The best way to keep one's word is to not give it." All right. So the first tip really is to make fewer agreements. Make a commitment only if you realistically can keep it. If you know that you will not be able to keep your word, just don't make the agreement. I mean, that's the big deal here. Is even if you suspect, and you know, this is what happened to me the other day when Jen asked me to do this thing. I just sort of felt inside myself. And I thought, you know, I just don't know. I don't know. This is something I'm willing to do at this moment. You know, we're leaving for Africa. I've got, you know, yeah, I've got to start getting out there and doing a lot more work on my body. But, you know, I want to be doing it for me personally. I want to be doing it on the mountain. I live right by a mountain. I want to be doing lots more hiking, you know, with my backpack on and getting my body used to carrying loads up a mountain, you know, and feeling that sort of feeling of going up and down, getting those muscles working. So for me, that's more important right now, and getting my lungs used to that sort of cold, cold weather, because it's really cold here right now. So again, just sort of, if you suspect that you're not going to be keeping it, then don't make that agreement. And often approval comes in here, you know, and I was a major, major prover for most of my life. And so I know this is an easy one. It's easy to say yes to win someone's approval. but that is just so lethal. It is lethal. And so I really urge you then. So as you think about this right now, you think about going into 2013, and maybe even with some of the goals that you've set, you know, there's a whole slew of them. You're going to do this, this, and this, and you know that you've broken it before. You know, maybe it's one of the other tips I'd give you is to decommit from something. And you can formally decommit. And it's one of the programs we did called the Warrior Camp. Is, you know, we had people decommit from stuff that when they wouldn't follow through, they wouldn't keep their word. And formally decommit. So if you've got someone you've committed something to, or yourself, I mean, it's a great way to start. I formally decommit from this because, you know, I'm just not doing it. And make a new commitment. Make a new commitment that you know you can recommit to. And maybe sometimes it has to be just a little bit smaller, a little bit more manageable. Maybe it has to be something that you know you can follow through on, because now you're going to set up an accountability partner. Because that's another way to really keep your agreements, is to make yourself accountable. So
hold on to the promises.
So the big one here is to say no more often, and so you know, we've got to get in that habit of just saying no. And I know how challenging it is, because I felt like a real party pooper the other day, but you know, I'm going to say no to someone. Just say hey, or if someone asks you to do something, just say hey, give me a moment to think about that. So you know, and then consider what have you got to give up to do that? You know, so you've now got a moment. So your new technique. When someone asks you to do something, or you're about to do it yourself, about to make one of those agreements yourself, right, is to catch yourself, say, well, let me think about that for a second. And maybe just get a pen and paper out and then write down, you know, what are you going to have to give up to do that? And are you really willing to give up that to do that? And then maybe make the agreement according to, you know, knowing who you are. And again, it doesn't mean that you're going to stay put, you know, staying put with who you are. In other words, you're not going to never, ever grow past this. You are. But unless somebody helps you or you help you start to understand these tiny broken agreements that happen all the time. And again, that's why I'm in love with network marketing, because when you're building in a team like that, it's very, very hard. You know, there's a big light that's shone on you all the time. And it's very, very easy to break agreements. It's very, very easy to not follow through. And so, you know, I'd rather be known as a flaky person that doesn't make agreements as opposed to the flaky person that makes a lot and has to break them all, right? So, again, remember, a promise made is a debt unpaid. A promise made is a debt unpaid. Now, another tip is to write them down. Because one of the most common reasons commitments are broken is that we simply don't remember making them. And so there has to be some form of mechanism in place where, you know, you're going to be able to write them down and you're going to be able to remember them. And so, again, where is that going to be? Maybe it's, again, using the calendar and putting them in the calendar. And I know for me, myself, it's having a great assistant that really reminds me of these things, because I'm a very creative person. So what happens is when I'm creating, I get very, very focused in my world, and I don't think about other stuff. You know, I don't have if you look at my Facebook page, I have not been on Facebook really at all since I went to Belize on my program. And because I've just been so focused on first, you know, obviously my programs, and then of course with the holidays was my family and myself and getting myself ready for 2013. And it's just, you know, it's a priority to communicate when I have something that's really worth communicating. But just to be out there and just putting stuff out there because I think I have to, that feeling of obligation. And I think Facebook can really be like that. And so, you know, I go sometimes weeks where I'm not as engaged, and I realize that cost in follow, you know, people following because they want to have more consistency. But again, for me personally, that's just not, that's something I find very challenging. So, you know, right now I'm again in the middle of one assistant to another. I'm really trying to find a great assistant. So if you know anyone in the Okanagan Valley that's an amazing assistant, I'm looking for one. So, you know, that really helps me keeping my agreements, because then when I'm all my business agreements are looked after, and then, you know, normally my assistant will call me first thing in the morning and say, hey, you got to do this, 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 and this. Otherwise, you know, for me, I, as a creative being, and I don't think it's an excuse. It truly is my personality. As I get, so like right now, I mean, this is the show. I can't be in two places at once. I can't be talking to you right now and be thinking about 12 other things. I got to be here. And it means everything else falls away. Everything else has to fall away in order for this to happen. So writing them down or having someone keep you accountable if you have an assistant is awesome. And then sort of knowing that you can follow through and complete the agreements that you've made. And with that said, what do you think? I think it's time. Don't you think it's time? I think it's time for a little song. Let's just try this one here. Here we go.
I just wanna make big promises. Yeah, I can feel it when I watch you sleep.
So here you go, start of 2013. The big one again right now is to what promises or commitments can't you keep? And are you willing to renegotiate them? You know, there's another great saying that says, promise little and do much. Promise little and do much. And, you know, when people can count on you 100%, that's a big thing. And again, I look in the mirror on this one as well, and I know I have work to do. So again, I'm not one of these teachers or trainers that train from, this is what you have to do, boys and girls. This is I notice when I'm doing it, I know that this is a big, big deal here. And I know that it's so easy to say yes, yes, oh yes, 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 of course, yes. And again, depending where we come from, which well we come from, that big promises. It's really important then that we do understand ourselves. And so here's the exercise then. You've started off the new year. It's only a couple of days in. You've already made some promises. Some of you have already started to break them. We were cleansing yesterday, which is really interesting. Now, I didn't make a promise I was going to cleanse for 2 days. Normally, I do a two-day cleanse every couple of weeks, right? But, you know, we took the boys to the cinema last night and went to see the new James Bond movie, which was actually quite a good one. It was actually quite awesome. It took me back to the old days when Sean Connery was. I always thought he was one of the best Bonds. This new guy's pretty good. You know, and so we had a popcorn cleanse. You know, so we've been cleansing all day, hiking, all this great stuff. And there's something about the cinema and me. So we made a commitment. We actually made an agreement before we left the house that we would have a popcorn cleanse in the evening, so that it was going to be much easier rather than sort of, because we know that once we get to that cinema, that smell of popcorn is like, it's just all part of the whole experience there with your kids. And anyway, so... So as a recap then, you know, we're getting up to the half hour mark here, is make fewer agreements, all right? Only make a commitment if you can realistically keep it, all right? You got to say no more often, all right? I love that quote, by the way, the Napoleon Bonaparte, the best way to keep one's word is to not give it at all, all right? But say no more often is just get in the habit of saying no. Write down or have your assistant really keep you more accountable to that. And then renegotiate the commitments you can't keep, all right? Renegotiate those commitments you can't keep. And that way, you know, 2013, you know, you have such a great chance to actually really, really start to build that deep self-trust. Because in the end of the day, that's what's going to happen. And we have to have that trust in ourselves. And again, you know, that snooze button is a good example. Good example. I started the day today. I'm an hour behind where I thought I was going to be when I went to bed last night. And that ain't good enough because, you know, there's a little part of my subconscious mind right now that's saying, oh, yeah, you're a flake. You know, and that's not what I want to be. And I know that 2013 is going to be a defining year for so many of us. This is a turning point. I really, truly believe that there's going to be a massive shift in consciousness this year. And I think each one of us have to take the personal responsibility. Imagine if the world, if all the problems in the world could change because we kept our promises. I know it's a big thing to say, but imagine that was the case. Imagine because we did, everyone around us did, because everyone around them did, everyone around them did. Before long, everyone's telling the truth. People are keeping their promises. The world feels more secure. People count on each other differently, you know, and we start to see the eradication of war. We start to see the eradication of hatred because people keep their promises. So anyway, I'll see you on the other side. Keep your promises. Keep your agreements.
That was kick-ass.